All right, folks, buckle up. We're diving headfirst into some seriously interesting stuff today.
Always exciting times here. What have you got for us today?
Oh, we're going deep, my friend. Deep into the world of government efficiency, or at least the attempt at it.
You got my attention. Government efficiency, you say? That's not usually a phrase that gets the heart racing.
Right. But this is where things get really interesting. We're talking about the very early days of a brand new government entity, the Department of Government Efficiency.
Catchy name. Rolls right off the tongue.
You know it. But everyone's just calling it DOGE.
DOGE, huh? Now we're talking. That's a name you can sink your teeth into.
Exactly. And we've got a whole stack of intel on their activities. Internal notes, news articles, even some spicy social media chatter. All covering the period between March 31st and April 2nd, 2025.
Sounds like a wild ride already.
Oh, it is. And our mission, if we choose to accept it, is to unpack what DOGE was actually up to during those first few days, what kind of impact they had right off the bat, and maybe even take a little peek into the future to see what it all means for the country.
So basically, we're playing government watchdog, trying to figure out if this DOGE has any bite or if it's all bark.
You got it. And trust me, the sources you dug up for this deep dive are anything but boring. We're talking real-time snapshots of actions, reactions, the whole shebang. It's like having a front-row seat to a government shakeup.
I do love a good shakeup,
yeah.
Especially when it comes to government waste. So where do we even begin with all this?
Let's start with the big headline, contract cancellations. And I'm not talking about a few minor tweaks. This is a full-blown budget-slashing bonanza.
Okay, I'm all ears. Give me the numbers.
On March 31st, they axed a whopping 109 contracts. 109.
Wow, that's a lot of red ink turned into black.
Oh, yeah, we're talking a reported $420 million in savings. Just like that.
That's a serious chunk of change.
And they weren't done. April 2nd rolls around and boom. Another 80 contracts bite the dust.
They're on a roll. What's the damage this time?
Projected savings. Another $139.1 million. That's over half $1 billion in just 48 hours. It makes you wonder what else is on their hit list, right?
You're telling me. But what were these contracts even for? We need some context here.
Well, I've got some juicy examples for you. Get this. A $3.1 million Energy Department contract for website development services.
$3.1 million for a website. Were they building the next Google or something?
Beats me. Then there's a $2.7 million Commerce Department contract for something called Marketing Consulting Services Outreach. Outreach for what? Who knows? Maybe to find out why their website costs so much.
Maybe they're a marketing efficiency. The irony is palpable.
And my personal favorite, the grand prize winner. A $2.1 million State Department contract.
Don't tell me. Another website.
Nope. This was for a senior advisor in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Senior advisor. I mean, I'm all for global diplomacy, but $2.1 million for one advisor. That's a lot of advising.
Right. These examples, while just a tiny peek, give you a sense of what DOGE is targeting. And it aligns perfectly with their mission, which is to, you guessed it, improve government efficiency.
It does seem like they're laser-focused on cutting what they see as wasteful spending. But it also makes you wonder, right, what are the trade-offs here?
Yeah, that's a good point. Short-term savings might mean something else gets neglected down the road. But for now, they're racking up some impressive numbers.
Okay, so we've established they're good at swinging the axe. But did they do anything besides just cancel contracts? Did they actually, you know, improve anything?
Oh, they did. And this example is a classic government inefficiency exposed and reversed. It involves the Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA.
The VA? I'm all ears.
Buckle up. This one's a doozy. The sources reveal that the VA was shelling out an eye-watering $380,000 every single month for minor website tweaks.
$380,000 a month for website tweaks. That's more than some people make in a lifetime.
I know, right? You could hire a whole team of top-notch developers for that kind of money.
So what did DOGE do about this money pit?
They brought in the cavalry, but not the kind you'd expect. Turns out, one single VA software engineer working about 10 hours a week can handle those same website tweaks.
So let me get this straight. They went from paying $380,000 a month to an outside contractor to paying one guy in-house for about 40 hours of work.
You got it. And just like that, they're saving, well, roughly $380,000 every month.
That's not just efficiency. That's a masterclass in cost cutting.
Right. It really shows how leveraging existing resources can make a huge difference.
It's a win-win. Saves money and empowers government employees.
Speaking of wins, there was another interesting tidbit in the sources. Apparently, DOGE managed to return some taxpayer dollars to the Treasury.
Returned money. Now that's something you don't see every day.
I know, right? It's like finding a $20 bill in your old jeans. On April 1st, they announced they were sending a cool $13 million back to the Treasury.
$13 million. That's not pocket change.
Not at all. Sadly, the sources don't really explain where that money came from.
A little transparency mystery. Intriguing.
It is. But hey, I'm not complaining about money going back to the taxpayers.
Agreed. It's a good look, and it reinforces their commitment to financial responsibility.
So far, so good, right? DOGE is cutting costs, finding efficiencies, even giving money back. They're practically a golden retriever puppy.
Don't get too attached just yet. Remember, we're just scratching the surface. We need to dig a little deeper and see if there's any dirt under those paws.
Good point. And speaking of digging, the sources revealed something pretty interesting about the Social Security Administration. Something about some very, very senior citizens.
Oh, this sounds interesting.
It does, doesn't it? Apparently, the Social Security Administration was on a mission to clean up their records. And in the process, they discovered something pretty wild. In the 4 weeks leading up to March 31st, they marked roughly 9.9 million records of individuals listed as 120 years old or older as deceased.
9.9 million people over 120. Are we sure they weren't counting biblical figures?
Right. You have to wonder how those records even stayed active for so long. Did they just assume these folks were living it up on some remote island with the Fountain of Youth?
A retirement community in Shangri-La, perhaps?
Who knows? But here's the kicker. They're still working on cleaning up the records and expect to mark another 2 million or so individuals as deceased.
2 million more. It makes you wonder about the accuracy of government data in general. I mean, how do you miss millions of people who are, well, no longer with us?
It's a good question. But look, at least they're doing something about it. Cleaning up those outdated records is definitely a step towards efficiency. Less clutter, fewer errors, you know the drill.
Agreed. It's not the most glamorous task, but it's essential. Data hygiene is crucial for any organization, especially one as large and complex as the federal government.
Okay, we've covered the savings, the VA efficiency, and the great Social Security cleanup. But there's one big meme-worthy elephant in the room we haven't addressed yet the name. DOGE. It's hard to ignore the connection, especially with you-know-who involved. Was this intentional or just a happy coincidence?
Ah, yes. The DOGE and Dogecoin connection. The internet had a field day with this one.
Imagine the memes. Government efficiency powered by Dogecoin.
Oh, they were out in full force. The sources show a ton of chatter on X, formerly Twitter, about it. People were losing their minds trying to figure out if there was some secret government crypto scheme going on.
Did they think Uncle Sam was going to start accepting Dogecoin for tax payments?
Some probably did, but don't worry. Elon Musk, senior advisor and leader of DOGE, set the record straight. He made it very clear that the department has nothing to do with the cryptocurrency. We even have news articles from March 31st, 2025, reporting on his clarifications.
So the Doge father himself had to debunk the Dogecoin connection. That's pretty ironic.
It is. And the sources even give us a glimpse of some of the X posts from back then. One user, at Armadillo Rezer, was suggesting comic strip ideas with Grok, Musk, and DOGE battling democratic waste.
Oh man, I wish I could see those comics.
It sounds epic. Then you have the crypto folks at Decrypto Gems and at Cryptos RUs amplifying Musk's statements about DOGE being separate from Dogecoin. Even at Tesla Model Doge and at Cointelegraph were weighing in. It really shows how a name can ignite the internet's imagination.
I mean, you gotta admit, it's a pretty funny situation. The government creates an entity with a meme-worthy name, led by the guy who loves memes. It's almost too good to be true.
It's definitely a case study in unintended consequences, and it shows how quickly information and misinformation can spread in the digital age.
Okay, so we've navigated the cost-cutting, VA website win, the Social Security cleanup, and the great Dogecoin debate. But the sources also hinted at some potential red flags. What were some of the concerns that popped up?
Let's talk about cybersecurity, or rather, the lack thereof. The sources specifically highlight DOGE's access to the federal personnel and payroll system, which they got on March 31st.
Payroll access. That sounds like a pretty sensitive area.
It is. We're talking about the system that handles salaries for roughly 276,000 federal employees. And what's concerning is that they got access to this system despite warnings from senior officials about potential cybersecurity risks.
Wait, so they ignored warnings? That's not a good look.
Not at all. It's like giving someone the keys to Fort Knox and saying, "Don't worry, we trust you." The Guardian even published an article on March 31st specifically about these concerns.
Yeesh. Cybersecurity is no joke. Imagine the chaos if there was a breach of that system.
Exactly. The potential for disruption and damage is enormous. It seems like in their rush to streamline things, they might have overlooked some crucial security protocols.
Hopefully they've tightened things up since then, but it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
And cybersecurity isn't the only potential long-term issue. The sources also point to a possible major hit to the nation's finances.
Oh, you're talking about the projected tax revenue decline. That sounded pretty ominous.
It is. Treasury and IRS officials are predicting that tax receipts will drop by over 10% by April 15th, 2025.
10%. That's a huge chunk of change. How much are we talking about?
Over $500 billion in lost federal revenue.
$500 billion. That's not just a hit. That's a financial earthquake.
It is. And here's the thing. The sources suggest that this drop is at least partly due to DOE-driven workforce reductions. There's even a Wikipedia update from April 2nd referencing this connection.
So, wait a minute. They're saving money on one hand, but potentially causing a massive revenue drop on the other. That's a pretty risky gamble.
It is. It really highlights the complexity of government finances and the potential unintended consequences of sweeping reforms. You have to weigh the immediate savings against the long-term impact.
It's definitely not as simple as just cutting costs and calling it a day.
Exactly. It's a delicate balancing act.
Now, in the interest of transparency, or at least the appearance of it, the sources did mention that DOGE has an official website, you know, for keeping the public informed and all that.
Yes. The website. The digital window into the soul of government efficiency.
Supposedly, it has all the bells and whistles. An X feed, an organizational chart, even a section dedicated to tracking their savings, which is conveniently located at doge.gov/savings.
Sounds comprehensive, but did they actually keep it updated?
That's the thing. According to the sources, there were no updates to the savings page between March 31st and April 2nd. The last update was on March 30th.
So they were busy making all these moves, announcing massive savings, but their public-facing transparency platform was silent.
Yep. Kind of defeats the purpose, don't you think?
It does raise questions about their commitment to open communication. Transparency is more than just having a website. It's about actively using it to keep the public informed.
Agreed. A little more walk and a little less talk, maybe.
Precisely.
Before we wrap things up, let's take a step back and remind everyone where this whole DOGE thing came from. What's the origin story and what's their marching order?
The sources are pretty clear about that. DOGE was born on January 20th, 2025, thanks to Executive Order 14158, signed by none other than President Trump during his second term.
So this was a Trump initiative from the get-go.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he gave them a pretty broad mandate.
He did. DOGE is a temporary cross-departmental task force created to modernize federal technology and software with the ultimate goal of making the government more efficient and productive.
And they're not messing around when it comes to which agencies they're targeting.
Nope. They're going after some big names. USAID, the CFPB, the Department of Education, even the Social Security Administration. And they have a lot of power to make changes, including layoffs, accessing various systems, and cutting funding for things like DEI programs, climate change initiatives, and research projects.
They even have backup in the form of Executive Orders 14170 and 14210, which basically expand their authority even further.
It's a pretty ambitious plan to reshape the federal government.
So, even though it's temporary, DOGE's early actions show they're serious about shaking things up.
No doubt about it.
Okay, folks, let's recap. In just a few short days, we saw DOGE cancel hundreds of contracts, saving a boatload of money. They found a way to make the VA website way more efficient. They even returned some taxpayer dollars. But we also saw some red flags, like cybersecurity concerns and a potential huge drop in tax revenue. And all of this happened while the public was trying to figure out if DOGE was secretly a Dogecoin operation, thanks to their meme-tastic name and Elon Musk's involvement.
It was a whirlwind, that's for sure.
It was. And it shows that government reform, even in the name of efficiency, is a lot more complicated than it seems. There are always trade-offs, unintended consequences, and a whole lot of uncertainty.
Absolutely. It's a constant balancing act.
So, my esteemed colleague, looking ahead, what do you think will be the most important things to watch to determine if DOGE's experiment is ultimately a success or a failure?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Is it about the immediate savings, the impact on government services, or the overall economic health of the country? It's a complex equation with a lot of moving parts.
And that's what makes it so fascinating.
Indeed. Only time will tell what the true legacy of DOGE will be.
Well, folks, That's it for our deep dive into the early days of DOGE. We'll be keeping a close eye on their activities and reporting back with any new developments. So stay tuned.
And in the meantime, keep those thinking caps on. What do you think? Is DOGE a force for good, a harbinger of doom, or something in between?
We want to hear your thoughts. Let us know in the comments what you think is the most important metric for judging DOGE's success. And, as always, thanks for joining us on the Daily DOGE Report.
Until next time.
And God bless the USA.